Oh, Taylor just coughed at the start of the show. Fantastic. Let's just start over. All right, we're live. Thanks, Taylor and Seth, for doing this. So basically what we're going to do is I have programmed a week of CrossFit programming for my hypothetical affiliate.
Are you going to show the logo?
Oh, yeah, obviously. And the two guys... There it is.
Holy shit, dude.
My only wish that I did was did something up here, like, so it looked like a...
a wiener?
Like a rainbow with a pot of gold at the end?
Yeah, like a winky.
That would have been perfect for National Transgender Day Visibility.
Wait till you see the name of the gym. So the plan is that... I've basically planned a week, so I don't know what way to do this. I guess if I show you the whole week, because I feel if I show you one day in isolation, you'd be like, well, I need to see the whole picture. So if I show you the whole week and then we go back to Monday.
Yeah.
Would that be the easiest way to do it? Or do you want to do it? But do you want to do it day by day, or do you want to see the whole week and then go back and go day by day?
I'm so glad we sorted
this out before we went live.
Seth, you let me know what you think. My opinion is that we should see the whole week, and then we should start with like some presumptions and then go into the programming. Like, who are your members? I think we should start with the whole week.
Okay. Yes. All right.
That sounds good.
So the gym is called CrossFit Pedrophilia.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
No one's going to read it that way.
Oh my God.
On day one, when all my members are... So based off, if you're saying you need to work out with assumptions who the members are, just through mistake alone, there'll be about 15 50-year-old men will turn up to the first class. And one cop. What the fuck? It's going to be all priests.
Wow.
And then some kind of like undercover cop who's going to turn up and be like, I just need to check this place out just to make sure that like, you know what this story is. All right. So Monday. So Monday I've done front squats, 3 sets of 10 with 90 second rest in between. And then for the workout afterwards, I haven't put in the warm up or any of that kind of stuff in it. Just because, honestly, I couldn't be fucking arsed. And as well, it just would have taken up too much space on the screen. And so the workout then is 21:59 air squats, wall balls, and dumbbell shoulder overhead. And I've written like the weights at the bottom.
Okay, time. Let me ask one question. Did you actually do your best? Or did you do some... Did you throw some... No, I'm serious.
That's legit. I want to know that too.
Did you throw some...
I genuinely spent like... Okay.
Shut up. You would never program an air squat in a wall ball.
I'll explain why if you like afterwards.
All right.
So my first of all, right, Seth, don't take offense to this. Taylor, you can if you want, I don't really care. So initially my first thought was I do this show with JR, but then immediately I thought I couldn't handle the look of disappointment on his face live. So I'd rather have him text me later on and be like, that was so shit. And then I can live with it. But if it was live, it would just break my heart. So I'll show you the rest of the week. I actually spent like 2 hours doing this yesterday and I changed stuff. And then what I did was I did it yesterday and then I was tempted to change shit today and I didn't change it because I was like, no, I'll just leave it as it is and they can just correct what needs to be corrected. All right. Anyway, Tuesday, a snatch complex every 2 minutes and then a workout. 20-minute AMRAP of rowing, double unders, and hang power snatches. I'm so glad your picture is small, Taylor. Wednesday, 40-minute max or distance, and then on zero and every 3 minutes, do 10 burpees to target and 5 shuttle runs. And then a down and back is one. So it's basically like 10 lengths or whatever. Thursday, a workout. You guys are going to shit when you see one of these workouts. Thursday workout, 8 rounds, 400 meter run, 12 deadlifts, 9 hang cleans and 6 pull-ups. So 8 rounds of that on Thursday. And then on Friday, strict press, 4 sets of 8 going every 2 minutes. And then the workout is a 10-minute AMRAP of dumbbell hang clean and jerk, 10 box step overs and 10 calorie or 8 calorie assault bike. Then Saturday we're doing a partner workout. So 600 meter run together, 90 calorie shared, 30 dumbbell snatch left, synchronized, 15 down ups each, and then do it again, but it's on the right side with the dumbbell the second time. And then like Sunday's a day of rest.
You're going to be able to show us a full, like,
that's what I've done. So like, if you have a question that's outside of those 5 days or 6 days, like,
I'm saying, are you going to be able to put the all five of those days on the screen at one time?
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
Initial thoughts. you started off, I thought you were joking with me, but I got to say, as the week went on, you started to make a little more sense, at least. Now we have something to work with. I'm excited to say that.
But don't think I can show you everything. Maybe like that? No.
Oh, that's, just keep that open. Honestly, I think, what did you use? Prezi, you fucking teacher? Come on, dude.
I use Canva and I download it as a PDF. Maybe if I go back into Canva, okay, I'll be able to do it.
No, that'll work.
you guys, so I'll tell you, not that I've mentioned it, but I did my level one recently. And yeah, it does, but it's actually, it does have a kid's pass. someone else gave money earlier on. Logan Mayfield, for two of the best in the game and the pod that brought them together. So for me and Seth and Taylor's, shut up and scroll, I don't know how he's going. If I can do, here we go.
Hey, Heidi, Brian Friend's not here, so go watch a different show.
This might be better. Hang on.
Can you hear my chair squeak when I'm
a little bit?
Okay. Damn, not bad. Tighten that thing up.
Is this better or worse?
Oh, I kind of like that's good enough, I think.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I can show you like half the week anyway.
Squint to see what's coming to remind ourselves. So yeah, that'll work.
You got to tell us to start. What, generally speaking, what is your goal when you're programming for your affiliate?
Okay, first of all, I didn't check, but it's pretty safe to assume that this is not already an affiliate. The CrossFit Pedrophile does not exist somewhere. So my goal was, like general physical preparedness. Like I was kind of programming for myself and people like me, if you know what I mean. And like, maybe that's wrong. Maybe I should be programming for like the absolute elite. But I was like, if I just program for myself, stuff that I don't like doing, stuff that I'm not good at, stuff that I need to do more of, stuff that I need to be good at, stuff that I've seen. So like, I think everybody's influenced by other people. So like, there are elements in this of stuff I've done on Sentinel. There's stuff I've seen in like affiliates I've visited, stuff I've done in my old affiliate, stuff I've seen, you know, different places. And then there are definitely elements, which I think is probably going to be your first issue, where I tried to overcomplicate things and overthink things and was like, oh, well, on the level one, they said this, so I'll include that. And then that'll really fuck it up. But it just fucked it up. Not in the way I intended to, which is probably your issue with Monday.
Go ahead, okay. Taylor.
I was going to say, I think generally speaking, for me, when me and Andy are programming for CrossFit Charlotte, or when I have alone in the past, what I try to look to, I don't necessarily subscribe to the idea that I'm programming for a CrossFit Games athlete, and then every person at the gym who no one can do that needs to do the scaled version of the workout. I don't subscribe to that. I would say most of the way I program in general is, if .com is the RX prescription, it's pretty in line with that for the most part. There are some, like, I was looking at .com the other day, and there's a hero workout that's a 25-minute AMRAP of 8 freestanding handstand pushups and 1 seated L-sit legless rope climb. And that's, you know, you could put that on .com and maybe what, 1% of people who do .com can actually do that?
Less.
Yeah, probably less. I will add things like that, but it's not like a, hey, this is the workout and fuck you. It's more of like, here's, you know, maybe here's some skill to work towards, something like this. for the affiliate. And then beyond that, I really try to adhere to as much variance, but like intentional variance as possible. And not just with movements, but with implements, modalities, time domains, formats, like, you know, just be as creative as possible.
So Taylor, let me ask you this really quick. So when you, for your process, you have a process and a, we'll call it an avatar in mind that you use when you create Sentinel training, right? They have to be at a certain level. Maybe you're the avatar. And so you have to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And then you create probably subconsciously, maybe even another avatar that is your affiliate member that you're programming for, right? Yeah. And they have to meet a certain level. Are you able to quantify what that RX is? I know you said it's kind of like main side, but is it like, hey, you're probably getting to quarterfinals and maybe, you know, doing okay, respectably in quarterfinals, and that's the high level RX, and then everyone else is modifying below? Or like, where would you set your standard?
I think it's like for my compete track, this is one of the drawbacks, one of my areas that I could improve on is when I program for my compete track, I kind of use myself as the avatar. And there are some things that there are things I'm not as great at that I probably could program a little harder. And there are things that I'm good at that when I program them, it's probably too hard for most people. JR pointed that out or has asked me that in the past. So I've tried to focus on that. For RX, I would say I've got a couple members at the gym that I like think of when I'm writing workouts for my 60 track and for the gym. And generally speaking, I like to I program for like a base level of metabolic conditioning or capacity. Like I think of 20 calories a minute on the echo bike is kind of standard for the RX athlete male, 15 calories for female, pretty
for
standard.
Sentinel.
And for our class, if I'm programming, class. Okay. That's for the 60 track. Okay. Then like I kind of use the fitness pyramid generally. So I like, okay, I have these benchmarks of monostructural or conditioning capabilities. And then above that, I think of, okay, what is realistic, you know, gymnastic wise for our class. I also have that avatar and it's much lower at our affiliate. Gymnastic skill, weightlifting skill wise, than I would say on my 60 track. So things like muscle ups or handstand walks or handstand pushups, when we program in them at the gym, the volume has to be really intentional. Like throwing a workout that's like 1 mile run, 30 muscle ups, 1 mile run. There's like, no one's going to get a good stimulus out of that. So right. It's got to be different. So yes, the answer is yes. What that avatar is, I've never tried to objectively quantify it, which maybe I should.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong answer for that either. Right. It's because first of all, your gym population is different than one of my gym populations and so on and so forth. So, but yeah, I guess I try to think of like, I'm looking at the most, So I have my Jump Ship 90, my competitors, that's built first. That's like, you know, you're probably getting the semifinals or you're having a shot at getting the semifinals. Yeah. You're reasonably there if you do everything RX there or beyond. And then you have like several steps down would be like your class level athlete. So if I can build the competitor first and use that as this would be the best person that would ever come into my gym ever. What is that next level down for me to give somebody a chance to challenge themselves, but also if I'm doing my job well and I'm progressing my entire class or every gym that follows the Jump Ship class program, I also have to make it challenging enough for those who are progressing to continue to progress. That's always the balance that I'm weighing in my head is like when I'm choosing weights or choosing rep schemes or even certain skills. Like I speak with a lot of affiliate owners who go, they're asking me questions about the program. I'm not afraid to put rope climbs in once every month, once every 6 weeks. I will put muscle ups in, you know, in rings every 2 weeks or so, something like that. And I'm telling them, I'm not going to shy away from these because one, you have members who want to be able to do these at some point. Huge. And your coaches need to be able to teach these and the progressions along the way. Mm-hmm. Even a ring support is extremely valuable in your affiliate. So if you're not at muscle ups, you got to be there. So anyway, I put stuff in that will challenge people. And I would say if I was to guess, probably somewhere between 10 and 20% of the people who follow my class program can actually finish RX most of the time. And everyone else is modifying. And I've kind of just accepted that that's what it's going to have to be in my head for the level of people to be able to continue to chase that.
Do you do an RX plus or just RX and modified?
I don't. I do RX and then I do something called a wellness wad. So the wellness wad is all the way down to the simplest level. If someone walked in off the street and is like, hey, I want to take your class today, they can do a dumbbell version, a sit-up, a plank, whatever. You know what I mean? Anyone could jump into class and do the wellness wad. And then I have the main RX wad and everything in between needs to be somewhat customized, modified for each person.
Right. Andy loves RX plus and RX. So like RX plus is kind of a half bridge between main site standards and what you would program for compete. So like it's usually somewhere in the middle. I don't like that. I like like what you do in RX and then everything else is modified. But the RX again is kind of loosely what you would expect to RX an open workout.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily killing the open. That's what I've talked about on Sentinel is like, hey, 60, we're going to use the open as our benchmark test of fitness. So when we're RXing workouts, we're making reasonable assumptions that this would RX an open workout. That doesn't mean you get through all five rounds of the 7 and 7, but you can do bar muscle ups and you can do some 35.
I would guess your standard for getting through RX open is more of the old school 5 week open than the new school 3 week open.
Correct.
With skill wise, weight wise. Yes. And I think that's totally fair. I think that's probably where I am too, to be fair.
Right.
Yep.
Peter. Okay. So we've got some, assumptions. Who are we programming for today? We're programming for Peter White. And that's who you've programmed for, your affiliate. So we're going to assume there's 30 of you taking class. You've got a sick gym. Every class is packed. Okay.
Just if anyone missed a name. Right. I just want to.
Ryan's been screenshot this and report on it.
So CrossFit Pedrophilia.
Dude, I feel disgusting.
First, like I said earlier on, first day, just going to be a lot of explaining. Welcoming new members, on ramping, and then like turning the ones away that have made the wrong assumption about what the place is, to giving them some useful information, pamphlets on where they can get help.
I was just going to say, at a glance, I'd like to commend you. To me, initially off the bat, it looks like in terms of like equipment you're using, there seems like there's some pretty good variance. It's not a barbell.
So I'll tell you what I did do, right? So I like listening to you guys talk. By and large, I was thinking, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that as you were talking. But what I did do was I tried to vary it. So I tried to have different time domains and different, what's the word? Focus of the workout is in, the way some of them are for time, some of them are for work, whatever. I tried to vary
priority that. Priority task, time priority. Yeah.
I tried to vary that. I tried to vary the duration of the workouts. I tried to vary the type of session. So like I wanted two strength sessions, an Olympic session, a long cardio session, and then like a Saturday like partner workout and a longer workout somewhere during the week. So I wanted like variance in that way. I wanted variance in the type of strength session, and I wanted variance in the movements and equipment that was being used. So I didn't just want to use barbells all week or dumbbells all week or whatever. And then I also tried to vary like the movements, as in I tried to tick the box of like, okay, there's squatting, there's gymnastics, there's, like that kind of way, like ticking through it. So that's what I was trying to do when I did it. And then I'll explain, I know everyone's gonna like fucking take the piss out of the Monday one, but I'll just explain my flawed logic. Even though there was logic there, it was flawed. So when I was on the level one, they were talking about when you're programming something and you do, the guy like Johnny who gave me the level one, if he ever sees this, he's going to be like, that's not what I fucking meant, you dickhead.
I'll tell you what he meant.
They were talking about like not having movements that cross over with each other. So that you're not.
Or complementary movements. Redundant movements are complementary.
Yeah. And interference?
Yeah, no. Interfere. I guess that would be a better word for redundant. They interfere with one another.
Yeah. So he was like, that sometimes by and large, it calls for complementary right. but that it's useful and fun and different to throw in interfering ones like every now and then or whatever.
It's actually just as important to have interfering movements as complementary movements.
So on Monday I did squats for the strength. And this is from, this might be me bastardizing it, but this is from something I've done with Sentinel where we'll do snatches and then the workout at the end will have snatches in it. Or we'll do like, you know, a clean session and the workout at the end will have some cleans in it or something. So it's an opportunity to practice what you've done basically, or to kind of, I don't know, double down on the movements or whatever. So that was my logic on doing wall balls. So I want to do wall balls and dumbbell shoulder overhead because I thought they'd interfere with each other. And then I was like, what else would interfere with wall balls? And I was like, oh, air squats. If you did air squats, 21 air squats. So this is like a sprint workout. So if you did 21 air squats, your legs are a bit like, oh, fuck. Then you do 21 wall balls and your legs are fucked. And then your shoulders are starting to fry. And then you have to do 21 dumbbell shoulder overhead. I was like, oh, that could actually be fun because people go in thinking, piece of piss, air squats, like, this is fucking joke town. Is this a foundations workout? And then they'll get like halfway through the 15 and be like, all right, I'm going to, like, go and join another pedophile gym.
I like your rationale behind it, and I think it probably makes a great workout. I just hate the way it looks. I'll be honest, and that's a personal opinion. I don't like the way it looks, and I probably.
What do you mean looks though? What do you mean?
Air squat and wall ball in the same workout where they're repeating. If it was like a chipper, and maybe on either end of the chipper, there's like 100 air squats, 100 air squats. In the middle, there's 50 wall balls. Maybe I'd be okay with that, but I would change this workout to 42, 30, 18 wall ball, dumbbell shoulder overhead and leave it at that. Maybe. Well, what's the time domain you're looking for?
I thought it would take like the average person, like 6-ish minutes, like 6 or 7 minutes.
I think I would probably change it to 42, 30, 18. And if people scaled appropriately, I think I would be around like maybe even faster than 6 for someone who's really good with, you can cycle dumbbell shoulder overhead really fast.
If you want to be fast and you like to play the interfering game, you could kind of change air squats to push-ups if you wanted, or even hand release push-ups, and just give that kind of upper body stimulus there too. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with your workout, but I agree it looks it just looks clunky, right? And the back-to-back squats for essentially what would be close to the same speed, maybe your air squat's a little faster as you're waiting for the wall ball, but most people in a class are finding a more consistent rhythm, because we have to remember you're not serving this up to competitors, you're serving it up to everyday people who are still trying to find depth in their squat. So you're not going to get that sort of like crazy stimulus that you want out of it, I think, with the back-to-back squatting. You're just going to end up building a bunch of fatigue. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But I would maybe just take air squats and use another body weight movement in place. It might clean it up a bit too.
Could also...
Row.
You already have rowing the next day, so never mind. When you programmed this, did you... I guess we were talking about process to start. I guess since June, I haven't programmed anything with nothing to look back at in a really long time. Like, you start a new gym and you don't have anything to go off of and you just start. But typically I would look at the two previous weeks and then what's missing, what haven't I done, prioritize that, program a week, and then look at the week before and the week before that, and then program the next week. So I try to be a week to 2 weeks out at a time.
We didn't do any squats the week before, so that's why we did so much squats. What do you think about the strength?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. So there's a theme that jumps out at me now that we've seen the whole thing, is you haven't really pushed any sort of high level maximal strength at all. Mm-hmm. Even your snatch complex in an affiliate is not going to be anywhere near maximal power output or strength, because you have barbell cycling and positions and technique that are going to take over that for the majority of athletes. So you have sets of 10 on your front squat, you have a technical complex, then you have high rep strict pressing. So you don't have any real true raw strength work in there for the whole week, which is okay. Yeah.
In my head, I was like, all right, thinking about if I actually had a gym, and this probably isn't very CrossFit of me, but if I actually had a gym, I'm just kind of torn on the strength thing of just doing like, say, 5x5 front squats like every week, or doing like 5x5 front squats 1 week and back squats the next week, versus doing 3 weeks of sets of 10 and then 3 weeks of sets of 5, or sets of 8, so, or whatever. And you know what I mean?
I'll give you the quickest spiel I can on that. So in an affiliate, you have inconsistent attendance from members, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing you need to stay away from, in my very strong opinion, is any form of strength cycles.
Agreed.
You'll never be able to get someone to stick to it, to adhere to it, to hit the percentages you want. It is the quickest way to frustrate a member in their strength progress.
And a bore people.
Yes.
We do heavy days every week. And when I first moved to Charlotte, I hated it. Now I love it. Every time I do a heavy day with class, I PR.
Yes.
People love heavy days. And there's always going to be someone like who's not that consistent comer. And they're like, oh, but I want to breathe and get out of breath today. What the fuck is this? But you have to educate them and explain to them, hey, your intensity is not coming from getting out of breath today, but your intensity is coming from your ability to put more loading on the barbell relative to your technique.
And so what I do for heavy days, I almost always have a conditioning something, a heart rate elevator with my heavy days, but they're usually shorter, and they're either really short, so you have plenty of recovery before you lift the bar after, because I'm a big proponent of lifting after the Metcon, or it's just real simple so that you're using it kind of as an extension of your warm up before you touch the bar. But you're going to get more time and more energy to put into the heavier stuff to come. And I just do that again because the general athlete coming into affiliate does not adhere to the warm up you give them. They're goofing around, they're not taking it serious. And if you want somebody to really be as warm as they can before they start to push something heavy, you got to nudge them on a little more than just saying, yeah, that's my
view. Is that just personal experience and what you've seen over the years in terms of people doing a better job of lifting heavy after a workout or after cardio?
Yeah, personally, yes.
And I love it personally.
Yeah, I think it does so many things that a good warm up should do. So I don't think you have to do it that way. I think people don't warm up right.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get them to warm up right. So the easiest way to get them warm is the conditioning
piece. For sure.
And so that's just the hack I use.
As someone who trains a lot, I would much rather do 30 minutes of intervals and be warm as fuck than spend 30 minutes doing mobility and
fucking
dead bugs and shit. I don't want to do that.
So if you did a shitload of wall balls on Monday, or not even a shitload, it's not that many, but you have whatever it is, 45 reps in your workout plus some air squats, you don't need to spend a ton of time warming up the squat. You're going to get through it round after round. The wall ball is going to push you a little further into the bottom of your squat. It's going to force you to be a little more upright. It's going to fix your front squat position for you through the workout. Then if you were going to front squat after, you would be primed, your central nervous system, your tissue would be full of oxygen-rich blood for energy. Like, you'd be ready to go. You'd be so ready to lift front squats, whether you want to do sets of 10 or build to a heavy single, you'll be ready. So that's kind of why I think of it that way.
Go back to that screen, Peter. I had another idea. I saw a comment that inspired this idea. This person goes, what if it were...
Oh, the interval one.
No. What if it were air squat, shoulder overhead, then wall ball? So you do the simple movements first and the compound movements after. And I thought, well, you could instead do a medicine ball front squat, a wall ball push press throw. I don't know if you've ever done those or seen those. And then a full wall ball. That would be kind of cool. You do the squat, you do the throw, then you do the full movement. That's
thinking outside the box there.
Unbelievable
comments.
Show me the dog. I just hate seeing air squat next to wall ball, dude. But that's just my own pet peeve type of shit. But that's okay. 6 to 7 minute workout, squatting, and then your next day.
Taylor, are you wearing pants?
Yeah, but they're kind of tan. So if I were to flash a little leg. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Ow, fuck, cramp.
Does Seth bleach his hair? And then Corey actually answered for you, Seth. So you don't need to worry about it. God bleaches Seth. All right. Okay. So Monday. So I, after listening to Seth, I don't know. I've always been on the fence of that strength thing has always been a bugbear for me, because I'm like, I'm not educated enough to have an answer to it myself. And I've always kind of flitted like from side to side being like, progressions make more sense. And like a cycle makes more sense but then I've also thought of like, but there must be a reason why Greg was adamant on the other way. And then there must be a reason why so many CrossFit gyms do it. And then hearing you explain the logic of like, and then I was that person. Like, I was the person who maybe didn't go on a Tuesday for 3 weeks in a row, so didn't do the sets of 10 on strict press, and then was coming in when it was sets of 8 and was pissed off that everyone else was on like whatever and I was on whatever, but I'd missed 3 weeks, and you know, can't be annoyed at the work you don't do, I guess.
Do you write progression, Seth, for Jump Ship or the online programming? Compete for?
If I have a one-on-one athlete and I know them, I know all their details, I know them very well, occasionally we'll use a progression to get over a hump, but for the most part it's GPP.
All right, we look at Tuesday. Oh, what's the female weight for Walba for the 14. Open? Oh, 14. Spin asked why 12. I just wrote down the wrong number. Spin. It's nine kilos and 6 kilos here, and I was just like, what's that, like 12 pounds? And I just wrote that down.
It's closer to 14 pounds. That's the right kilograms, incorrect pounds.
Tuesday, I just literally just fucking said that, Taylor. Like, literally.
Shut up. You invited us on to tell you what to do, so.
Yeah, not to correct me when I correct myself before you correct me. all right, Tuesday. This is purely, and I'll hold my hands up on this. I'm not good at Olympic lifting, and I don't understand an awful lot of it. This was purely... What WWTD, what would Taylor do? So this was like, all right, if I open the Sentinel app and there was a snatch day, what would it be? And then I was just kind of bastardized it. I was like, it would probably be something like this. And then I put that in because I wanted Olympic lifting in it, don't know enough about it. So I just kind of ripped off what he might do. And then I put Hank, because Hank snatches, hang power snatches and hang snatches were in the snatch complex. I said, all right, I'll do six hang power snatches at a kind of like mediocre-ish kind of weight, like lightweight for most people, but I'd find it like...
You got the weights fucked up again.
Oh, fuck's sake.
115, but it's all good.
Just go by the kilos. I was like, right, mediocre weight, like six hang power snatches at 50 kilos in a 20-minute AMRAP. I'd probably try... My aim would be to hang on to the bar for the six. And then just like slog through the other bits, and then that would be my focus for it. If I was doing that, I mean. Whereas there are people who just be like 50, fine, and just like whack it out or whatever, or whip it out in this gym. So that was my logic on that. And I thought 300 meters and 30 double unders was enough kind of pre-fatigue before doing the lifting. And I thought it would also take up enough time that you wouldn't end up doing a shit ton of rounds in 20 minutes. And 20 minutes just was like about right. And I also thought it would probably give you about 40-ish minutes of working time, and then you could slot in your warm-up or whatever around it.
So I'll just say, I actually don't hate this day. You're just going to have a couple little logistical problems. No, I'm serious. It's not.
I just love that it's like, it's not like, oh, I actually like this day. It's like, I don't hate it.
You want me to pick it apart, right? So I'm going to pick it apart. The problem is, you're starting with a very technical skill. So if this is a real CrossFit class, you need to warm them up super well for a snatch. Then you need to teach them the snatch. Then you need to get them doing the snatch complex. So, and then you have a 20-minute AMRAP. We only have 60 minutes. And one of the things that coaches really suck at in CrossFit gyms is time management. So you've loaded this class, not necessarily in a negative way, but you'd have to find a very skilled coach to get through this and deliver all the things that you'd want to get out of a day like this to a class. I would be like stressing planning my class out around this a little bit. It's just a lot. But overall, I have no issues with the snatch complex. I actually like the complex. I like the time between it. It's probably, 15 seconds of snatching and then you get a minute 45 off. Like, I think that's pretty good to be able to get some feedback from a coach in that window, change your weights. The workout itself, I think you may have missed the mark a little bit for your RX on the weight on the snatch in the workout. If you want six reps, I think it should be a bit heavier. Other than that, and the balance between the row and the double unders and the snatch, not the best, but not the worst either. That's my take.
What would the best be for balance?
I think you're spending too much time on the row if you want more. Like, there's a reason they did, 350 for the row and doubles in the open, because it sort of balanced it out a little bit better. 30 double unders is like 15 seconds. So you're getting off the row, you're doing that, and then you're back on a light snatch bar. Then you're right back on the row again. So you've made a kind of a rowing workout as opposed to highlighting the snatch in your workout.
It's fair.
I personally don't like necessarily squatting back-to-back days. It's not always a bad thing. I'm partial to not doing it in at least in this sense. If you're not squatting in the workout, I would have just done a hang power snatch or like a three position hang power snatch, high, medium, low hang, or even full power snatches. It's an easy transition. Like if you teach the CrossFit snatch progressions, hang power snatch is part of the progression, or a hang snatch is part of the progression to a full snatch. So if you use that with a PVC pipe in the warm up, people know how to do the hang power snatch. Then they're doing a full power snatch and they can do it in the workout. I also don't like the meter, the 300. I don't like the distance of the row for what Seth said, but I would also change it to calorie. I like rowing for calories more often than not. I don't know. I just like calorie row better.
I like your point about the squatting though. I think that's, yeah, you could have just avoided that by just keeping it power.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Fair. Probably expected as well. I think both days had flaws. And well, I think air squats and wall balls and this workout and the sets of 10 on the front squats were probably in the entire week the three things that I was like, I'm not sure about that. So right. It's, you know.
You saw Abby Domit fuck her forehead up. I've done that before. Crazy, dude. The picture of her face jacked up.
From snatching?
Yeah, fucking like had full stitches right there.
Oh, shit.
Sydney did it too. Sydney Wells. But she had it. It looked like she had a fucking, like a massive zit forever.
A unicorn.
Yeah, mine went away, dude. I'm fucking magic.
Sorry, I'm covering up your face, Seth, with all these. What do you enjoy more, teacher evaluations or programming critique? Will tears be shed? No, I don't give a shit. Like, these two know more than, they'll forget more than I'll ever know about programming. So it's like, I actually don't care. And funnily enough, we actually don't get teacher evaluations really in Ireland. It's just like, yeah, you're probably fine. And then they come and inspect the whole school. But like, literally, unless I set up this gym, I don't think it's possible for me to get fired from my job. Unless I set this gym up and called it this, I think I'm pretty golden. All right, Wednesday.
I like everything about Wednesday. I just wouldn't say Max Erg. I would specify between either a ski erg or a bike erg. I would probably make them bike erg because you rode the day before. I just think most people also wouldn't get the intensity that you'd want them to get out of a ski. So maybe instead of an erg, Max, was that what you meant? Bike erg?
Well, initially in my head, I was thinking bike erg, but I was like, if I'm in an affiliate with like 10 bikes, like straight away, someone's going to have to use something else. So I was like, fuck it, just make them erg. Don't let anyone use the assault bike or the echo bike because that'd be too sluggish. Mm-mm, but just let them use an erg.
I think you could do either a fan bike or a bike erg, but I wouldn't let them row because they rode the day before, unless it's someone who didn't come the day before and they're like, I want to row. There's always going to be someone who's like, I want to do this. And you're like, hey, you fucking pay me. So whatever.
Yeah. I have no problem with that day either.
I like those workouts. I like those where you have to get off and get on. And it's just like a mental slog. And obviously I had to put in burpees somewhere. So yeah, that's Wednesday. That was like my long kind of cardio-y kind of day. Mm-hmm. Thursday, sorry if I fucked up the weights on this again. Thursday, 8 rounds, 400 meter run because we haven't ran, 12 deadlifts because we haven't done deadlifts, 9 hang cleans, 6 pull-ups because we haven't really done gymnastics, like arguably burpees, but we haven't really done gymnastics. And that's with the barbell, 60 kilos and 45, or I think 135 and 95. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, 135, yeah. 95. I would make, well, you can go ahead first, Seth. I went first in the last one.
Actually, just trying to stare out of here. Yeah, I mean, the pull-ups at the end, what are you trying to get out of that? I guess would be my question. If you're doing 6 kipping pull-ups or 6 butterfly pull-ups, they're almost not part of the workout. It's so few of them. If you had it like strict pull-up, I think that's an interesting way to add some strength to that day,
yep.
Strict pulling. And then you kind of make back-to-back days with that are sort of longer, which I don't have an issue with necessarily, but do you have like a time cap on that, like a time domain you're trying to shoot for on Thursday?
No, I kind of thought it would take like half an hour-ish, like 30-ish minutes. Okay.
That's a good point on the time domain. To me, what stands out is what Seth said about the 6 pull-ups. I'd love the idea of a strict pull-up, but one thing you don't have across all these 6 days, you don't have like a gymnastic skill anywhere or a, to me, a higher gymnastic skill. So I think that would be a good place to put a bar muscle up. And I would, because of the 40 minutes, would take the rounds down and make it 5 rounds. And then instead of a deadlift and a hang clean, I would just make it a power clean. You're not pulling from the floor anywhere else in the week, really, until Saturday. And you've already done hang on Tuesday, and then you have hang again on Friday. So I think instead of a hang clean, you could just do a full power clean, and maybe it's 5 rounds, 400 meter run, 12 hang or 12 power cleans, maybe a little heavier, and 6 bar muscle ups, and that'd be a cool workout.
I actually had like I had muscle ups in my head, and I just pussied out, and I was like, "Fuck it, just put pull ups." But I should have put muscle ups and let people like me scale.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, I don't mind that either. You could do the power clean suggestion, like he said, or you could just make the barbell heavier so you could really kind of blend a bit of strength pulling and explosiveness into a longer aerobic style piece. So if you make that barbell a bit heavier, then you can kind of challenge both at the same time, and you can still live in that 25 to 30 minute time domain. But I would also knock the rounds down if I was going to make the
sandbag clean. That'd be cool. If you have sandbags at your affiliate, we have a ton of sandbags. Love to use them. Something different, right? You have barbell, you have dumbbell everywhere in the week. So another opportunity to put something a little different.
So if you were leaving it as that kind of time then, would you just move it from Thursday to Saturday or something then? If it's after Wednesday.
Oh, after Wednesday or even Friday. I don't think you need that much space between it. I mean, CrossFit, they talk about living between like what, 10 to 15 minutes in most of your workouts. And then 0 to 5, and then longer than 20 are also important time domains to hit, but not majority, but say 60% of your training is 10 to 15, 20% or maybe less, maybe it's 50%, 25, 25. I don't know.
I'm with you. I think it should be more than half, should be in that 8 to 16 window, right? Whatever that is. I agree with you.
Heidi's really outing herself as that affiliate member.
Oh my god!
Everything's weak, everything's sore. Someone else said something.
I texted Peter earlier today and said I broke my back today, and he didn't even attempt to take me seriously, act concerned. He was like, "Will knows a guy."
I honestly assumed when you said, I was just like, this is some stupid fucking April Fool's thing that he's like, oh, I can't do quarterfinals, I hurt my back. Allegra says Sentinel is the best out there. I've tried just about every other program. Jump Ship is a close second, and then
I gotta say my favorite other Seth Page is the person I admire most in the programming world. And for when I've seen a bit of your Jump Ship, but I used to really love Misfit when you were with Misfit, and then when you left, I hate it now.
Yes, that's what I mean. You couldn't have said anything nicer to me.
You don't have to say it. I will say it. Dude, it used to be. Yeah. Anyways, so.
Oh, that's so weird. Seth, you were just saying the other week how much of a huge fan you are of the current Misfit.
Really? So,
anyway,
there's watch other... that show again, maybe.
Are you guys going to come out with a collaboration program? So Seth just brought out Pump Ship, and then you can do Self Pump.
Let's do it. Maybe we will.
You can do partner pump. Self pump with a partner.
I want to make a stupid program that's called like Idiots Only, and just make fucking outrageous workouts and see who actually dares to try them and like post them up and shit. Just like outrageous shit that can be done but shouldn't be done.
Have a word in it. Like, well, the title of the program should come from like a phrase or something from the movie Idiocracy, like butt fuckers or Brondo.
we got to get to work on that, basically.
That's a fucking
Oh, there's another drink for Seth. Last time Allegra bought Seth a drink, he like went off on one. Pull up the photo. What photo? I don't know what photo.
The picture of me tucked. Hey, dude, after National Transgender Day of Visibility, dude, that's perfect.
The Abigail Dama one, that wasn't then, though. We talked about that before then. I don't know what photo he's talking about. I'm not pulling up photos. All right, Friday, straight away, the 4x8 thing is like, even though we only had the conversation like 5 minutes ago, it's already annoying me that I did 4x8 and like didn't do something else. For strict press,
heavy single press there, you would have, wouldn't have been the best thing ever, but it would have satisfied me a little more.
Yeah. The workout then, 10 minute AMRAP of 10 dumbbell hang clean and jerks, 10 box step overs, and then 10 or 8 calorie assault bike. The intention there was that it would just be a bit of a sucky, like grip intensive.
Alternating or two dumbbells?
Two dumbbells.
Oh, that's cool.
That was my plan.
I love those. Yep. I think if you changed Thursday to a full power clean and it wasn't hang, I'd be fine with this. Even though you did dumbbell shoulder to overhead Monday, but let's say you changed it to just the wall ball or the 42-30-18, I still think it'd be fine if you changed Thursday to just a power clean and kept it hang, clean, and jerk. I think that'd be fine.
I would classify that. That's kind of an active. That's kind of a recovery day. That's just like a cardio. Like it's very low intensity on your body.
Friday,
the Wednesday, Wednesday, yeah. And also like Sunday. You have a fucking day off on Sunday.
But I also agree. And to Seth's point, I don't think you should ever program a consistent active recovery day at a gym because people are inconsistent. Yeah. So every day needs to be an opportunity for intensity for somebody who wants it.
And yes, I totally agree with that. What I do is I set up Thursdays as more of your Wednesday style workout. Mm-hmm. It's longer, challenging, but I also will put in skill work in there that maybe you wouldn't see during a normal rest of the week because maybe you just don't have time to get into the nitty gritty of that. So you might get a out of the box skill and some aerobic work on a Thursday. So it's still giving you a ton of value, even if it's a day where you really should be slowing it down.
That's like what Taylor does with his gymnastics skills on a Tuesday that I always skip. that's funny. All right, so you would have rather that strict press be a one single, like one heavy one.
I would just say build to give them some time. If you have what, 4 sets every 2 minutes, maybe you put 10-12 minutes on the clock. You have them do like a couple sets of super light 10 to warm up the shoulders, and then give them the rest of the time to build to a heavy single any way they want.
Is there a movement you'd rather see there instead of strict press?
I mean, here's the interesting thing about programming. And this is what we do when we see open workouts and quarterfinal workouts and everything else. There are a million ways to do this. And there's not necessarily a right or wrong way. We could argue that there are better or more productive ways or less productive ways, but your press is fine. If your goal is to have people work on their pressing strength overhead, that's a fine place to put it. And you can do it a number of ways. So I could say, I'd much rather you do X, Y, or Z, but it doesn't necessarily make it better.
Yeah. The reason I put in strict press is because I remember about like 18 months ago, JR said that the sport of CrossFit is overhead. So I was just like, I better put in some strict press somewhere.
What you could also miss, and I think what a lot of people miss in affiliate programming, is somewhere in the old early journal articles, they talk about gymnastic exercises being the predominant driver or like the best way to develop upper body strength, whereas weightlifting or external loads are the best way to develop lower body hip core strength. So a dip, a strict pull up, regular push ups. I mean, how many females are like, oh, my upper body's weak, I need to bench more, I need to strict press more, but they can't do a push-up or a pull-up. Yeah. That's like the requisite builder of body weight strength. And it could be a weighted dip or a weighted pull-up. People don't do that enough, I think.
Agreed. I don't think people do anywhere near as many just push-ups. People don't do push-ups and they're like, I can't do push-ups. It's like, you can't push yourself off the ground? You can't do a push-up? What are we talking about here?
You should do push-ups and pull-ups every day. I'm not even kidding. For even some games athletes, I know of several that like if they have a pressing or an upper body pulling weakness, they'll do strict pull-ups every day. So you could do like, I don't know, 10 push-ups, 10 strict pull-ups every day, Heidi, for a month, and then up it. You're not going to get hurt doing that. Specifically to Heidi.
This is this photo that's been...
Fuck you, dude. Thanks, Brian Spin. Jeez, dude. They should have put somebody else's picture for Heath Ledger, but he's a great actor. You know, if it was anybody that was going to take me from the rear without consent, I guess it would be... I would allow it to be Heath Ledger.
He's not around to tell the story anymore either. So whatever happens between you...
That's necrophilia. That would be CrossFit necrophilia. You'd be out there. Wow. Yeah, you weren't expecting that to come out today. Okay, so Saturday then, My aim for Saturday was to have like just like, you know, like community bollocks or whatever on a Saturday of like, oh, Saturday, no one's at work or most people aren't at work. So we have time and we just do what?
What the fuck is a down up?
A down up, like a burpee, but you don't go all the way down to the ground. You go into like a plank.
Don't ever do that in a fucking CrossFit class. That's my only gripe about the workout.
Why not?
I just don't. Just do a fucking burpee. Why not?
Well, I just did. The only reason I didn't do burpees is because we did burpees on.
Then don't do burpee. Do something different. You could do. You did box jumps or step ups Friday. You could do a box jump, or there's no box jumps in the week, right?
Yeah.
Box jump over. If you, I mean, I don't know. A down up is close enough to a burpee to where it's, to me, it's almost the same thing. Just make it a full burpee if you're going to do it twice in a week. I love burpees more than anybody, so I don't care if you do them twice in a week.
Yeah, I think it's fine too.
Yeah, debatable. If you love them more than anybody.
Do you program Devil's Press for this? This is, I'll say I do, but please disagree if you have. I've heard people are like, oh, I'd never program Devil's Press in a class or for a 60 program.
I do, but I usually, just for logistical sake, I usually program them as single arm.
Alternating? Cool.
Yeah, alternating. Yeah. Or I guess, yeah, usually alternating, but because I think the stimulus is good and you can go heavy enough to still get a challenge out of it, but most gyms don't have enough dumbbells.
For two. Copy.
I didn't realize the Devil's Press was two dumbbells until like a week ago. I always assumed it was like one.
Even when someone writes 2x50-pound dumbbells?
You've never written that for us.
I fucking always, if I put two dumbbells, I write it that way for idiots like you, bro.
Anytime I just see Devil's Press, I just think, yeah, I always just think one dumbbell. I don't know.
I like it a lot.
It was only Chase said it the other day, and I was like, oh shit, it's two. Okay, didn't realize that.
I don't subscribe to like, oh, they're dangerous. Well, then a sandbag clean's dangerous, or anything pulling off the floor.
Is that why you think people don't program them? Because
there are people who are very prominent in the community who will be like, oh, I would never do it for a class. I think Scott Panchik said that.
I don't have any issue with it. I don't know what the problem is.
But if you do a dumbbell snatch,
and if you do a burpee, said that because he's never seen a Devil's Press on main site. So why would he program a Devil's Press for his affiliate? I think is verbatim. Anyways, I just disagree with that.
For $5, what is a CrossFit substitute for lateral raise? But you paid $2. What?
A high pull, maybe a little bit.
Sumo deadlift high pull.
Yeah,
or just like high pull.
Lateral raise out to the side.
Substitute.
Yeah, whatever's getting your elbows out to the side, because we're not sticking anything that far away from our body, basically ever.
Right.
If you want to get into real gymnastics, you can start to practice Iron Cross and stuff.
Oh,
like
I was going to say Iron Cross
or Archer push-ups, but that's
an Archer push-up.
Yeah.
So the $2 was to get the question asked, and then the $5 was a reward if I could get it. Well, I would have said Iron Cross.
Hey, are you really a CPA? Answer in the comments, dude, because I use a AI tax service, but I could use somebody who's worth a shit if this guy actually is. But you know, just curious.
So I was saying to Taylor before we started, my intention with this is to make a series out of it. So the next... We have replaced the lateral raise with the push press, the curl with the you mean like CrossFit has replaced the lateral raise
with
the push press, the curl with the pull up, and the leg extension with the squat. That's from one of the journal articles.
I see what he's doing there. Okay. I don't think that necessarily actually replaces the movement. I think that's more of a figure of speech.
I think it's from either Evidence-Based Fitness. It's from a journal article.
Yeah.
I think it's from this, isn't it?
No, that's not the journal article.
I think it's in it.
But I'm trying to figure out which journal article they pulled it out of and put it in the level one manual, because the level one manual did not come first.
I paid to have this printed out myself because CrossFit don't sell them anymore.
Maybe it's a theoretical template for CrossFit's program.
Anyways. Paid. $100 that costs.
Worth it.
I also print out the level two in some kind of weird, forcing myself to consider.
It's from Foundations, an effective approach. We've replaced the lateral raise with push-ups, etc. Blah, blah, blah. If you guys want to go read that journal article, good one.
It's a good article, but that's not a literal replacement. Figurative, this is what we do instead.
Instead. We do functional movement instead of isolated. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I remember Hitter said that in a video, that if you put your arms overhead, his gripe was, if you don't put your arms over your head, you're depriving yourself of a lateral raise. You know, you're depriving yourself of moving your, you know, the end of the movement, basically. And then in another video, God, it's like he's fucking attacking me. In another video, he said that if you don't look at the horizon, that you're not doing a burpee properly. Another thing that I hadn't been doing before, he said that.
Just a cue to help you open your hips at the top of the burpee.
It is, yeah. But he just was randomly putting it in videos, and I was like, cool, there's another fucking thing I don't do. I kind of look like mid-floor.
This is a good question. Heidi asks, how often do you program sumo deadlift high pull?
Every other or every third month, maybe, just so people stay familiar with it. But I would much rather have people clean over and over again.
I like to put them on my 60 track. I love them as just like, it's a little different. We did them last week. 21 sumo deadlift high pull, 21 overhead squat, 95 pounds, 3 rounds, 21-21.
They're nasty.
How often do you clean medicine or program medicine ball cleans?
I don't. I do not. I use them in person in my gyms with people I'm teaching, but not online.
People might probably hate that I do, but I probably program them once every 6 weeks, maybe, for the 60 track. But I also give them in a 30-pound ball to compete. Like, I did a workout. I think it was 21 medicine ball clean, 9. I don't remember what gymnastic movement. Maybe it was strict handstand push-up or some handstand push-up, and then 21. Oh, it was chest to bar and ring dip. So it was medicine ball clean, chest to bar, wall ball, ring dip. And it was like, maybe it was 21-15-9 of all four of those. Nasty workout. I like doing them. They're just
there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think my mind always, when I'm programming, like back in the fitness days, I would probably have a lot more pieces I could put stuff into. But now that I'm trying to build a program that is condensed to like the nuts and bolts of what you need, I just, some of those things just don't make the cut over and over again.
For sure.
But nothing wrong with it.
Peter, do you mind if I go off the rails a little bit? All right. Last week on Shut Up and
Wait,
Scribble.
Hold on. How far off the rails? Like,
just let me do this, dude. Last week on Shut Up and Scribble, I said on the show there was only one person that could ever show up in the comments that I would block, and it was Mike Halpin. And here he is again. I'll just have to say, Mike, I blocked you, but I forgot that it wasn't my actual stream yard, and you got unblocked by the grace of God. But just saying, dude. I kicked him out. I gave him the boot.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yo, what? You can fucking end them forever on your channel.
Ban user and delete comments. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I did. Will immediately undid it.
I might. You can put a user in timeout. I might do that next time Rambler sends more than 5 messages in 30 seconds.
I actually think Happen got unblocked for National Transgender Day Visibility. That was the
Easter. Right. Easter. It was the Halpin's resurrection. Thinking of doing a series, Seth, haven't run this by you yet, but Taylor said, oh, it could be cool if you taught me how to program for myself.
From scratch.
From zero. I could do what would I program for an elite level athlete? And then you guys could be like, that's fucking so stupid. You'd kill them. You'd kill them, or they wouldn't make it through the open.
For the idiots only post I'll make eventually.
What are you going to say, Taylor?
No, I was just thinking back to, you said, how do you program for an elite athlete? I was thinking back to what Seth said about not ever using progressions. And I was thinking back to two of my athletes, Emily and Michelle, who were both really strong female athletes, like super strong. And when I first took on Michelle, her engine was terrible. So I didn't let her do any strength progressions or lifting without being out of breath. And for her upper body strength, I prioritized like weighted and strict gymnastics. And I did something pretty similar with Emily, but Emily got more rested lifting because her engine's great. But I didn't have them on any sort of like weightlifting progression, and both of them before semifinals PR their split jerks, and they hit like 275 split jerks.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's crazy. So
yeah, there's so many ways, and I'm very careful about like when people like I need to get stronger. They want to be overprescribed strength work, and what does that do? It runs them down, burns them out, and they move through the same shitty patterns that are holding them back to begin with anyway. No matter how many times you try fixing it, so if you don't attack it from a different angle, then they're probably not going to get anywhere with it anyway. And they're just going to run themselves down in other areas. So
I really am a huge believer. That. Yeah. I'm a huge believer along with you in GPP. And I really hate the programs that segment things so much.
Yeah, me too.
It's funny.
They're
going
to find out. It's not going to work. They're all going to find out eventually. Once their ability to promote themselves and spend money for media to get you to sign up for their program, they will all learn and they will all be programming like us within the next couple of years. You will see. They will all. They're already starting.
Yeah, it's kind
of
hard.
I don't think I'll be good enough to survive.
You'll survive. You'll survive just like I've survived because people like us more than they like the brand.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they will be good enough at programming.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of hard work, I guess, but
it doesn't pay off.
I was just going to leave that one thread hanging, but you just like pull the thread straight away. Yeah, it's like it is interesting though because like it by and large comes down to experience as well, where I feel like I could definitely know more than I currently know, like obviously. But I feel like I could know loads, but still you could come back with, well, I tried that once for 2 months in such and such a place and it didn't work. And then I realized the reason it didn't work was because of this and now I don't do it anymore. Whereas if I only have the knowledge and no application of it, it only gets you so far really. Like you can know a shit ton, but if you haven't actually tried the stuff out on actual people, or if you haven't, like the time management things you guys are talking about, I tried my best to think of that stuff, but I didn't anticipate like, oh yeah, I obviously need to start from scratch with the snatch in that class and not just be like, all right, get warmed up because that's how I do it when Taylor programs some kind of snatch complex is I basically load the bar. And I'm just
that's
like,
an area for me to improve hearing that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an area for me to improve.
Where'd your camera cut out, dude?
And my camera died. Hang on, I'll change to my other one.
The Sam Brinton.
Yeah, no, it's an area for me to improve, surely.
Did you see that comment? Do you know who that is, Peter? Sam Brinton? He's the trainee cross-dresser in Joe Biden's cabinet that they had to fire because he was stealing luggage in airports. This guy's a big fan of...
No, I'm in there.
Thanks, Christian. Thank you, bro.
Oh, is that the guy with the bags?
Yeah, the lipstick bald dude.
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up to date. Oh shit! Didn't mean to click that comment.
Dude, hey, let me just say, when I posted that clip of what I said on the show last week or whatever, I got some heat for it in my messages from a few people.
Posted what?
Oh,
I posted a clip saying, he said. He was talking about how it's amazing that I could start over again from Misfit and rebuild to where I've rebuilt. And I said, it's because people know I write the workouts, and a lot of these other programming companies have hired coaches to do all their work for them. And they just promote it the whole time. And I said, people realize it's happening. And so I face some heat. And in fact, there's some people who still want to talk to me potentially about that, who are not happy with what I said. So I think that's
fuck the heat. And this is one thing I'm huge on. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, but I mean, you're speaking the truth. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I will talk shit about all of them, but I will never not write the program. I like to do it too much. One, and I'm just very particular. And you can mentor someone and you can help bring someone in to help. And CrossFit is also so young that I don't think that we have this massive track record of really brilliant minds that are programming. That's 25 years old. So it's not like it's been around forever and there have been enough people to express like, hey, these are the true people who are really good at it.
And you know what fucking happened is it started, and it started to take off back in the early 2010s or whatever in a big way with the games, and it attracted all these really, really shitty strength and conditioning coaches to come into the field. And they fucked it up for almost a decade with telling people how they should be doing this, how they need to be doing their aerobic work, their strength work. And people believe these guys, and programs went down these really terrible roads.
Yep.
And now we're just starting to recover because people like you and I are getting more of a platform to talk about it. And people are like, oh shit, now I see what happened. But we're like in recovery mode. We weren't even growing for a few years because all the old school shitty strength and conditioning coaches came in and fucked our shit up.
Yeah. Hear that, Peter? Zone two is for pussies.
Sets. Now I'm trying to figure out if this is me or you. Is Sets feed like kind of pausing for anyone else, or is my internet shit?
I think it's your internet is shit. Seth has paused a couple times.
You know what's happened?
Your internet sucks, Peter.
I don't know. We're building a shed, like a garage out the back. And the guy came in the other day and was like, I was upstairs painting my son's bedroom. And I was trying to shut up and scribble. And it stopped. And I was like, oh, thank God. No, it stopped. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then the doorbell rang and I went downstairs. Or there was a knock on the door and I went downstairs. And he was like, oh, is your internet gone? And I was like, yes, why? And he's like, oh, I think I just clipped a cable there with the dump truck. And I looked and it was like literally like two halves, like fiber optic cables, like splayed out either end. And I was like, you think you hit it? And he was like, yeah, I think I must have hit it. And I was like, I mean, you clearly fucking hit it. And he was like, oh yeah, sure.
Hey, shit. Brian Spins, and I was like, did you get Brian Spins text? Oh, he didn't text it to you. Just kidding. That wasn't meant for you, Peter. Never mind. It was sent to me and JR.
What the fuck are we talking about there? Oh yeah, when you were talking there, Seth, I missed, I feel like it was a key sentence. So you said that you got some messages and then I missed the next line of like, did you say who it was from or did you say what the messages were about?
No, just got some heat from people supporting the brands that I talked about. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I think, to be honest, I think if something was said, now this might be different in practice, but in theory, if something was said about the way that I host a podcast or something, and if I thought that it was a dumb take, I don't think I'd reply to it. But if I thought there was a ring of truth to it, then I'd be like,
I've got the easiest way to describe the big programs and how people should view them. Peter, are you frozen again? Am I frozen?
No, I hear you.
Yeah, well, I can hear you, but I think I'm frozen, yeah.
Okay, all right. So here's my take on the big programs. All of them prioritize the professional athletes over everyone else. Maybe with the exception of Mayhem. But even then, I'm not quite sure. But HWO, Proven, Brute, Invictus, they all care about their racehorses, so to speak. The best of the best athletes, Comtrain, and their general tracks, all that they do to fund their escapades with their pro athletes. And you can see that in the programming. And if you're someone who's on that program and you're looking at HWPO or Brute or Proven, and you see all these athletes just leave every year and a new cycle come in, I mean, that should tell you all you need to know. And they're focusing on them. They're leaving at a massive churn rate, and they're the primary focus. So I think it's the wrong way to go for a big programming company to focus on five people when you got a 30,000 paying your fucking bills. Those are the people who you should be prioritizing.
Well, on top of that, some of these companies are paying these athletes to represent their brand. So
right.
This isn't a voluntary do-gooder thing. This is sponsoring athletes. So when athletes are coming and going, it's because they're just getting an offer for more money or something else, another opportunity, and they're leaving. Which you and I, I'm sure, have, you know, probably similar churn rate with our everyday people that follow our programs. But people support us because they're supporting, they like the work that we do. They're not You know, we're not paying them. We're trying to provide them a service for a fair amount of money, and they appreciate it. So yeah, it's different. Is Peter gone?
Yeah, Peter, end the stream, bro. We killed it. We'll be back again. We'll do a series. I'm taking over for Peter. It looks like Skynet has hijacked him. I don't know how to get out of here. We could just leave the studio.
We're stuck here all day. I'm sorry, Peter.
Peter, let me text him. Okay, he's gone. All right, we're out. See you guys.
All right, see you, dude.
Okay. I don't know if you guys are still there or not. My internet is shit, so I'm using my neighbor's internet and he doesn't actually know I'm using it. I just like kind of hacked the password basically to get in. So I'm not sure if you guys can see me or if I'm on a different stream or if I'm actually here. So if someone could just let me know if they can actually see me, that'd be great. Oh, I am there. Great. Yeah, I'm using my next door neighbor's internet, and I haven't told him. So I'd say it's like 9 p.m. here. So I'd say they're probably, you know, like watching shit or downloading shit or whatever. So I'm just texting the two guys, tell them I'm still here if they want to come back. Go out and back in if you're there. Oh, I'm not. We left. Okay, he's gone. I'm still on the show if you want to come back on. Hello? The fuck was that? Yeah, if you want... What the fuck is happening? If you want to come back on, I'm still on. But if not, that's cool. Oh, he had to pee and he's eating. Okay, bye. Yeah. I think he's come back on. What other stuff do I have to talk about? Oh, Spin. Is Spin there or not there? Do you want me, have you said that about Wednesday?
I got a mean stick.
I was just saying I'm using my neighbor's Wi-Fi. I like hacked his password so that I can do this show because I don't have any internet.
You fucking asked him for his password, you nerd.
Nope.
You hacked it?
I've only spoken to him like twice since he moved in. Spin, nice. Have you said about Wednesday? Do you like, because I was going to mention it, I was going to promote it, but if you, I use Jumpship for a year. Great in-depth programming for an affiliate. I just have a lot of stuff that wasn't getting used, so I took it back over. Oh, in the, you manage, you run an affiliate
programming. Yeah. And Madison, yeah, that's the case with any affiliate program. That's why I stopped doing it, is because you can't really. I mean, me and JR agree that I think it's best as an affiliate to program for yourself because you know your members, you know what equipment you have, etc. That's not the case. No, not everyone can do that. So I would assume Seth is offering the best option out there.
Yeah, so they had to, Spin had to postpone Colton Mertens and Jake German until next Wednesday. So the 10th.
Molten Curtains.
It was supposed to be this Wednesday. But Moldy Curtains and Jake German are going head to head on 100 burpees over the bar next Wednesday, the 10th of
April.
They got
scared. They both got scared of each other.
Yeah. Jake German wanted another week to prep, and Colton Mertens needed to eat more potatoes. Okay. What else was I going to say there? Yeah, I thought we could do this maybe like in after quarterfinals, maybe, because there'll be a lot going on now in the next couple of weeks. But we could do, like, you guys teach me how to program for myself.
Yeah, I'd for sure be down. We were just talking about making it a series, so love it.
Yeah.
I loaded my posterior today.
Oh, yes. $1,000 on the line from Swolverine and Hero Barbell have put up $1,000 winner take all between the two of them. And then Halpin and Tater Self were going afterwards straight away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not doing 100 bar facing burpees. Halpin's bending over the bar and I'm giving him 100 back pumps for time.
Wow, I shouldn't have brought you back on.
That's a new movement, actually. That's they just introduced it. They're bringing it out for quarterfinals.
Yeah, 21 anal prolapses for time. Oh, I shouldn't have come back on myself either.
Jeez, dude, you were towing the line with that affiliate name.
Yeah, it's funny though. I always think that when Savan does a show that me and you are on, I get kind of nervous because I think I'll say something. I think I kind of go over a line when I'm in your company, whereas when you're not there, I'm more kind of reserved.
Yeah,
because you react a lot when I say stuff. You react a lot, so then I'm like, oh, I'll make him react. So I go too far. So yeah, I think me being on the show on my own with you is probably dangerous.
It's a bad idea. Back. I'm always pumped. The most mature when I'm on with JR, the least mature when I'm on with Sevan. Wow. Souza, we weren't talking about you. Well, Souza's got 100 back pumps on Halpin. He's signing up for that. Listen, Mike, be careful in the comments because you can be permanently banned and all of your comments can be deleted, just so you know.
Yeah, it won't be next week's programming of Pedrophile. We're taking a 2-week break for quarterfinals.
Dude, in here. Gora, what do you have to say? What do you have to say?
I just want to bring that up again just because Souza's there now. Maybe he didn't see it.
What?
Just the name of the gym.
Oh, CrossFit Pedrophile.
So just that's pedrophilia. It's not pedrophile. Fucking hell. Pedrophile is too on the nose. CrossFit Pedrophilia is perfect.
Jesus.
And then that was the logo. That was like, oh, I'll just lull Taylor and Seth would be like, oh, yeah, that's a bit stupid, whatever. Like, kind of looks like a pair of balls hanging down. Just the penis is incomplete.
Pedrophilia. Hey, is Mike Halpin?
Is what?
Mike Halpin, head coach?
I'm on ramping him at the minute.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not like quadriphilia.
What's that?
It's a
nugget when you got like no arms, or that's quadriplegic. What's quadriphilia?
Quadriplegic doesn't mean you don't have arms.
Matt Souza appreciates the inclusive language for post National Transgender Day Visibility Day. Post, you know, the day after.
What inclusive saying? Pedrophilia.
Youth attractive persons.
Quadriplegic. Is where they don't work. Not that you don't have them.
What doesn't work? Oh,
your arms or legs don't work. Might like actually just be your legs.
Don't have a job?
No, like you can't walk. And
wow, we're just
Quadriphilia is a movie or an album. It's something to do with what's the name of that band that did the album Dark Side of the Moon?
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with them, isn't it?
No idea. Hey, do you like smoked salmon? You ever eat salmon like a bagel with lox?
I usually smoke weed. No, I have.
They have weed in Ireland, dude?
Yeah, like nettles, dandelions, that kind of stuff.
Is it any good?
They do. I've never actually smoked weed.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, you gotta do it. We gotta have a Sevan podcast challenge where we all do Murph, and we'll give like a we'll have JR come up with the reasonable time domain that you have to be within my Murph time, and if you're not, you gotta smoke a joint. You gotta smoke a blizzy.
Take crystal meth.
No,
dude, if you're further,
that's too far. That's too far.
Stages. So if you're like 10 minutes outside the window, it's like you have to do weed. If you're 20 minutes, it's cocaine. If you're like, then it's like, oh, sucks for you, man. You're addicted to crack.
Yeah, I told Bryson we were gonna make a Sentinel video, and that if he wasn't within 5 minutes of my Murph time, he had to smoke a Marlboro cigarette.
Never smoked. I actually did smoke. I smoked like 20, maybe 30 cigarettes a day for like 12 years. I just didn't smoke weed. Well, yeah. Smokes out of a tater. Yeah, it's fine.
Out of a beehole. Frog Grips, you're sponsored by Frog Grips.
Paraplegic is just legs. Oh, fuck, I have a sneeze coming. What do we say it was?
Quadriplegic.
Quadriplegic is four limbs. Like
so
quad,
why
four.
Is why is it, what is philia? What does that apply to? Let me look that up. What is philia?
Isn't it quadriplegic?
Yes, that means you don't have
yeah, them. Quadriphilia is like you like something, isn't it? Like if yeah. Pedophilia is like you like kids.
Oh, philia is love.
Yeah.
What is okay, I'm about to look up quadriphilia. According to Webster, it's quadra.
You really like bikes, four wheel bikes.
It's not even a word, dude. So
yeah, Frog Grips has caused injuries to CrossFitters, but it's because they didn't read the instructions in the grips.
Yeah, it's because they're idiots and they have weak wrists. So,
but it literally says in the thing, don't wear them like this. Don't use them like this. When you're doing it, you need to do it this way. And then people are like, I hurt my wrists using them. And it's like, did you read the instructions? What instructions?
You know who uses Frog Grips is Colton. He used them against me on 24.3. It's why he stuffed his thingy down my beehole on that workout, probably.
Sure, good grips. I like them. All right, I'm going to go because I'm definitely going to say something bad. Thank you for coming back on. Thank you, everybody, in the comments. Really appreciate it. We'll do this again after quarterfinals. We'll figure out a different way to do it. Figure out two or three different ways to do it. And then even an idea would be I give you guys a hypothetical affiliate and you both program for it. Like you both program the same week. If I give you both the same, I want to do this, this, and this, and then you both program it and we see what you both come up with. How alike or how different. That could be interesting. Or not. You're not really responding to that at all.
So yeah, I like all the ideas.
I'll just go lie down in the road. All right. Thanks to everybody that donated money as well. Thanks, Taylor. Goodbye, everyone.